Matters, host of the Midday Show, joined by my good friends Kevin Cole and John Richards, live from Gibson Showroom in New York. We're kicking off our five-day blast of phenomenal bands during the CMJ Music Festival, and this one, no exception. Very excited to have live in studio Vivian Girls. Welcome.
Hi.
Want to just blast off, and then we'll touch
blast
base?
Off. Let's go. Out into space. Live on KEXP, we're at Gibson Showroom in New York, and welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
You guys seemingly have taken off pretty quickly. Do you feel like you've been toiling away at this for a long time, or has it been kind of a wild ride for you as well?
Who would like to take that question?
I think you should take it.
Oh, okay. No, I think it's been fun. It's been awesome. Definitely is a wild ride.
We've been working hard at Vivian Girls ever since the beginning. Yeah. Like, you know, booking tours, like after a month of being a band, you know, silk screening t-shirts. So
how long has that been for you?
Like a year and a half.
How long since you got together did you start playing live shows?
2 months.
Okay, that's pretty good. And it seems like things have gelled pretty well with you guys. I hear you're like the hardest playing band around, that you love to play live. And
yeah, I think we play every day.
Yeah. We probably play too much, but we don't care because we like it.
We've all played in bands together before, so it's not like we like met on Craigslist and then like started playing shows.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong.
But we didn't do that.
We did not do that.
So it's just sort of a natural progression for you guys.
Yeah, like we went to high school together, and we've been in bands for like 4 years before this. Yeah, so
You can definitely tell that you're having fun when you play. And speaking of a natural progression, you have a really unique combination of sounds. You've got that great girl vocal harmony thing going, and you've got the urgency of punk, and then you've got this beautiful shoegazy shine. Did you go, since you started just playing together as friends for fun, did you have a concept that you wanted the Vivian Girls to sound like, or is it something that's progressed for you over time?
It's definitely progressed. We didn't have the reverb at first. We added that after, like, I don't know, 6 months of being in a band or something. But we always wanted to have like the punk urgency and a wall of sound kind of thing. Those were the two things that kind of like have been in our aesthetic for the whole time of being in Vivian Girls.
Yeah, and we always wanted to play fast.
You've recently had your album Vivian Girls is out now and in the red.
Sorry. But
you had an initial pressing of that I, even before I found out about you as a band, which I understood just like sold out like in a week and a half. Is that true?
Yes,
that is true.
Did you find that surprising so early on
so
in your career?
So surprising.
Very. We actually were only going to press 300, and then the label were like, let's do 500. And we were like, no way.
We're like, 500 people aren't going to buy this.
Wow, in 10 days, that's got to be great. So did you do anything different when you put out, now you've reissued it again?
There's a different insert.
Yeah. The art changed.
We added more thank yous.
And Katie, I heard you're the only one with a paying job outside the band.
That's her.
Oh, okay.
I'm Allie. Allie, yeah.
Okay. But who's the, who, somebody does the artwork for the band, yeah?
That's Cassie. Me.
Okay. And I heard you have a box set coming out. Tell me about that.
Of what?
No.
A box set?
I mean,
a 7-inch package, the Wild World thing.
Oh, yeah. We're putting out a 7-inch ourselves.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's going to come with a shirt. So.
And two postcards.
Like a fan club package.
Okay, so that's a set of sorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you doing all the artwork for that? Do you do the work for, like, the albums and the t-shirts and stuff?
Yes, for most of them. I mean, like, Frankie did one of the 7-inch covers, and this girl, Nancy, did one of our t-shirts. But, like, I think I've done pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
And since you bring up Frankie, she was previously in the band, but has gone on now as in Crystal Stilts.
Yes.
And I heard that you guys sort of all play together, that you have kind of a community of bands.
Yes, I would say it's a very wonderful community
Crystal
of bands.
Crystal Stilts are great.
Yep.
I agree. We tried to get them on this week. It would have been fun to have you guys back to back.
Yeah.
did not work out in their schedule, but they're actually going to be on live with us in Seattle soon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool. We'll talk about you when they're on live in the
awesome.
Air.
Awesome. Yeah. Brooklyn's awesome. We love being here.
It seems like a great place for music, in these days especially, a lot of great music. How about some more music, speaking of which?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
What song next?
Second Date.
Okay.
Second Date.
Thank you.
live on KEXP. You heading out west anytime soon?
Yeah, we're going to California and up the coast and to Seattle.
Awesome.
In November.
Well, then we'll see you soon.
Yay.
See you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been great having you live Thanks. On air on
Thank
KEXP.
You for having us.
That's great.
Yay. We did it.